With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You cool? I'm cool. You cool? I'm cool. You cool? I'm cool. We're cooling out. You cool? I'm cool. You cool? I'm cool. You cool? I'm cool. We're cooling out.
Yo, what's up, everybody? This is Cooling Out. We are back.
It's Kev.
Fiddling with the mic, Kev, and it is Rel. What is up, man?
Same old, same as it's been these last couple weeks.
Yeah.
Not really much different, man. Just a lot of work and just trying to get some runs in when I can, but quarantine, not much to it.
Yeah.
The only thing is I'm coming off my detox, so that's about it, but it's really just nothing more the same. Looking forward to this virtual happy hour, so.
Likewise. Yeah. I ain't never looked forward to something so much in my life.
Yeah, I miss my friends.
Yeah, it's
a
weird being
reminder.
So disconnected from people.
Yeah, I'm with you. The more and more this goes on.
Yeah, it's looking like it might be touching June the way they talking.
Yeah, I don't even want to see me a month from now.
Yeah,
it's gonna get rough in many aspects of my life.
I think I was being very positive today. I had a very negative day about it.
Yeah?
Yeah, man. This shit is, like, sad.
Wow, what hit your psyche?
I have no idea. It's just been down all day about this shit. Like, just nothing to do. There's nothing going on, you know? It's only the first day of April.
Have you had a drink yet?
Nah. Not yet, but I will. Maybe that'll boost my spirits.
You can only do so much.
Sheesh. I'm like, yo, it's the first day of April. How many days in there, April? 30?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, we got, what, maybe 60 more days? I feel like I'm on a prison sentence for real.
Yeah, man.
So much running the way of the world. Can do.
Oh, yeah, there's not much out of it.
Yeah.
I'm going to do more of these. These video calls. I mean, that's the extent of it. There's really nothing else. I run. I gotta talk to more friends. Like, actually talk, not text.
Yeah, I'm gonna start calling people. I'm about to get on my Hassan.
Yeah.
Just random FaceTimes. No warning.
Yeah. I'm just gonna slowly dissolve in a I'm cracking one day at a time. Gonna be
by the time they let us out this
calls.
Shit, it's gonna be over.
What do you mean?
Like, I pray for the streets.
Are you coming with new kind of aggression?
Yes, it's I don't think even like old non-rel could top what's about to happen by the time they let me out. I've never been cooped up like this. And maybe it's good. Maybe I'll learn something about myself, but right now, nigga, in here shaking like a crackhead, like fiending like shit.
Yeah. Oh my goodness.
But
gotta hang in there.
Yeah. We'll make it through, I suppose.
That's how the nation is, man.
Woo! Alrighty. Damn. Wish out. Yeah, I didn't want to bring in the depressing.
Man, not for the damn.
Oh, man. All right, bet. Let's start. Let's talk about the passion. Bruce Arians is adamant Antonio Brown's not coming to Tampa Bay. What's your thoughts?
I mean, he knows him from their previous history, so it just said a lot to me about, you're talking about Hall of Fame talent, and, like, nobody wants you. I mean, a lot of people don't want you. I'm not going to say nobody, but.
Yeah.
It was just surprising, given how good he was, maybe still is. It's hard to gauge now, the longer and longer he's off the field, but you got to be really, really, really bad personally for people to disregard you or ignore the talent. Because in these situations, talent pretty much trumps all in a lot of cases. Yeah. In a lot of aspects of life. So that was my initial reaction.
Yeah, I think I was just like so shocked about how adamant he was. Granted, he has like some prior history with Antonio Brown. I just thought the Tom Brady aspect of it would have changed that.
Yeah, that too.
It's obvious it didn't.
No. He maybe not even played a factor.
Yeah. He seemed very, like, passionate and determined and, you know, adamant about what he said, that
yeah. Won't see Antonio he doubled Brown and tripled down.
He won't be suiting up for the Bucks.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what he does. But, hey. We all make choices, man.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was just surprising.
Yeah. Man,
I don't really have much.
That's the only passion talk we got for the day.
Yeah, good luck to him.
Yeah, all right. Let's talk about basketball, man. I don't know where to start. There's so much going on. I guess we can start with some good news about all the players that have been recovering from the coronavirus lately. So I think this week alone, the two Lakers players that were not disclosed are symptom-free. And then the four Nets players, including Kevin Durant, are symptom-free. And...
Mm-hmm. That Pistons center.
Yeah, Robert Rudy, Wood, I think his name is. Rudy, Donovan yeah. Mitchell, Marcus Smart.
Yeah.
And actually, Marcus Smart is actually going to donate some of his plasma to try to see if they can find a cure for this virus.
That's dope. That's very commendable.
Yeah, because I saw in the earlier stages of this a couple of weeks ago, they were saying that like even when like the flu first hit, like it was easier for doctors to like research cures by... essentially taking blood, plasma, and blood samples from people who had the virus and then recovered. So they're encouraging, more people who have had the virus to do the same.
Yeah.
Speed this shit up so I can get out the house.
Hang in there, man.
Yeah, your boy crack it.
Yeah.
The left eye over here twitching.
I was hangry myself, but
oh man,
cool down.
But nah, that's dope. I'm glad that they recovered. And then on the flip side of it, got some bad news. James Dolan got a positive test result, and then the magnificent Doris Burke. Like, come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
That one hurt to see.
Not DB. Come on now.
Yeah. Yeah, and older we talking. Hopefully, she recovers well as also.
Yeah.
Hopefully in due time we get that news that she's made it through. Because that sucked there. That was really bad. But just more and more of these are going to pop up.
Yeah, especially as as testing becomes more available.
Mm-hmm.
Because even I think these past 3 days, each day we set a single day record for the number of deaths.
Oh yeah, I got an alert. I forgot the number was like a dramatic spike. It just I got like an Apple News alert. I forgot what the number was. Let me see if I could find it.
What total talking, deaths or just today?
I think total deaths.
Oh, it's been over 4,700. I got CNN going on right now behind me. But today, so far, and we're recording Wednesday, April 1st. I think so far we have 836 deaths today.
This is in the country?
Yeah, in the U.S. today.
Okay.
Yeah. When they said, was it? I think it was the White House briefing yesterday, where they were talking about potential for 120 to 200,000. I mean, 120,000 to 200,000 deaths in the U.S. I was like, that's insane, because we're at, well, I mean, I guess it's not that crazy, because yesterday we were at 33,000 something. Now we're at 47 something, 100.
I read that was the best case scenario, no?
Yeah, that's optimism.
Oh, God almighty.
That's the model that they base that off of is, if every single state has some kind of stay-at-home order in place by Friday, which some states still don't, and if we continue to...
Do you know where states those are?
Tennessee doesn't. Florida just caved in today. And theirs goes into effect on Thursday. But there's some, like, really, like, gaping exceptions to their rule. Like, you can still have religious gatherings.
Like, what's the point?
Yeah, what exactly. So you're going to have the mega churches still having, what, 500 people up in a room?
If not more. Like, what is the point?
Yeah, so you just put some on the books but didn't really, like, do anything with it. What else? Those are two that are, like, the most notable. Yeah, so if every state doesn't do it, on top of the fact that there's still domestic travel going on, it can get worse.
That is still happening, right?
Yeah,
flights can still get on the plane.
Yeah, of course you still can. I could fly to New York if I want to die right now.
Stop. Yeah.
Nah, I could. I'm just saying, like, it's possible if I went to fly to New York, you could.
Damn. I'm looking on Yahoo. 213,000 confirmed cases.
Yeah.
Over 4,700 deaths and over 8,400 people recovered.
They said that these next 2 weeks are supposed to be the worst.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I guess if, like, now we're at the 800 plus people per day that are dying. Cause at first, when they first said the 120,000 to 200,000, like, damn, that's crazy. Because that means that, let's just take the higher end of the spectrum to 200,000. From when they mentioned that, we were at like 3,000 deaths. So I'm like, is he trying to tell me 197,000 people more are going to die within, you know, 2 to 3 more weeks? And I was like, that's insane. But now I'm watching people, like, these numbers just drastically increase. Like, if we had 800, we had 800 something yesterday, 800 something today, and every day we keep setting a new record. Eventually, we get to the point where it's like 5,000 people dying today. 7,000 people died today.
Oh, my God. Yeah, Fauci said, I was ready to prepare for 100,000 to die within the next couple of weeks. That is depressing. Mm-hmm. Oh, my Lord. Ooh. This really just feel like one of them horror movies.
Facts. And then I saw an article today in the New York Times. What was it, the Wall Street Journal? But they were saying that essentially China... So China was criticized because everyone was wearing masks in China. Now they're saying that the U.S. is, like, slowly evolving and coming around to that line of thinking. And that eventually the U.S. might, sometime later in this week or early next week, start advising everyone to wear masks. But where the hell are we going to get those from?
Yeah, that's the thing. Yeah, I've definitely noticed an uptick. And also, until recently, to your point, everything I've been hearing was they don't really do much to curtail this. They don't really help, is what I kept hearing, and now that's slowly starting to shift. Mm-hmm. And I'm noticing an uptick of people with them. But yeah, they're scarce. Like, I don't even know. I don't even know what to do.
Me neither. Where do you even get them things from, though?
I don't know. I do not know. Like, we just had a friend. I'm not gonna mention, obviously. Mm-hmm. And I was just questioning him, just like, what are you feeling? Around when did you get it? How long did it last? And to some extent, it's still lasting, but the more severe stuff are over. Like, I'm just trying to get a gauge. Now it's hitting closer and closer to home of what's going on. Damn, it is depressing. Yes.
Don't go. We both can't be sad over here.
Nah.
We gotta trade off the sobering days.
Yeah, yeah.
You be sad tomorrow.
Oh man. But yeah, it's just everything you look on the news, and that's just all that's playing in my house because I'm not in control of the TV.
Subtle jabs.
That's depression center, man. Yeah, it's everything you see.
I ain't gonna lie, and that's probably why I'm so sad because I've been watching the news all day. And most of the time, like, I'll watch it, but I have it, like, you know, mm-hmm. just in the back, not really focusing on it. But mm-hmm. I was like actually like listening and like attentively to everything that was said. I was reading articles, and I'm like, I don't feel good now. Like, this shit's all over the place. There's no escaping it.
Nope.
So I think tomorrow I'm gonna take a break from the news and just let my phone just hit me with the alerts of what's important.
That's another thing. No matter where I look, TV, phone, I don't mind the alerts. You still got
the alerts are good. Like, all right, like, if you tell me tomorrow 1,000 people die, then it's like, it's just good for me to know that, you know, where we stand, the numbers are increasing. Where the hell are we gonna mm-hmm. top off at? You know, but
continuous just, news coverage throughout that's the day.
Just sad. Do you know if 200,000 people die? That's like the size of like a small to medium sized city.
Oh man!
Like, that's more than the population of like this is random, but like Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Jeez. Yeah, I don't really have. I'm seeing that. You're seeing a race of unemployment in the millions. I'm like, God. It's just the effects now, and only God knows the long term ramifications. Ooh.
Oh. If this can. I mean, which is looking like this is going to continue. Honestly, like, in my mind, I'm like so optimistic. And it's like false optimism because in my mind I'm like, oh yeah, I'm gonna do this, but then my heart, I already know it's not gonna happen. I think I was saying about mm-hmm. the hotel from Memorial Day, and I'm like, all right, that's not gonna happen, but I still did it anyway, just to give myself something to look forward to. And if it happens, then I beat the system. If it doesn't, then whatever. But my heart is telling me like this could be like a July, August thing, the way this is looking.
That's kind of been where my mind's been at. I'm just hoping that I'm wrong, but that's kind of been. Because every time I hear Fauci speak, it's.
Oh, yeah, yo. He don't be playing no games.
China took how long? What, 2 months?
2 months, but then. So they recently.
But they did the extreme precautions. And even
yeah, but then even now, they opened back up. Like, they opened up the restaurants and the bars and the theaters. And they mm-hmm. had to. Start closing some of them because the cases were picking back up.
See, that's frightening too.
Yeah, so like one of the doctors, Dr. Sanjay Gupta, on that's I know I'm watching too much. I know everyone's name now on CNN.
Yeah, you did that. Yeah, kudos. You ain't miss a beat. Kudos on that.
I'm watching too much.
You but ain't miss a beat. Flawless.
I'm watching too much, but Dr. Sanjay Gupta was saying essentially that the fear is that we, roll back the restrictions too quickly,
mm-hmm.
and then the cases just spike back up. So like it'll have to be like a slow pull back of the restrictions. I don't even know how that would work. Like, what, you only open bars that have a capacity of 25? Like, I just don't know how that would work, or like what that would even look like. But
And depending how you where you are, like,
oh my god,
here in New York, that's impossible.
People will be busting down the door.
Nah, we gotta be on one accord.
Yeah, the whole city got it. It's everything or nothing. Exactly.
Yeah, that's a fact.
You better have a strong police presence out. Yo, but yeah, man. You know, it's crazy. It's just like the way. Oh, shit, we've been friends for over 10 years now. So, like, the way our friend group works is just, like, we have to see each other. Like, I'm so used to always seeing all y'all.
Yeah.
This shit is crazy. To just seeing nobody. I know. Woo! I can't wait for this virtual happy hour.
Yeah, this is... Yeah, this is just uncharted.
Yeah, it's uncharted territory.
I'm just not a homebody, especially to this extent.
Nah.
This is crazy.
Nah. You can maybe get like a weekend out of me where I'm like, I'm good. I don't want to really do much. But then most of the time when I like, so like when I was in, when we were in Brooklyn, right? If I like stayed in for one whole weekend, that next weekend I was itching. Like.
Yeah, same.
Nah, I chilled last weekend. I can't. Now? About to be chilling for.
Back to backs, nah.
This is the second weekend now, or the third?
I want to say third.
This upcoming one.
No, second. That's the second.
This is in the second
because
weekend.
Because NBA shut down mid-March, I think the 11th. I'm looking at my calendar. Mm-hmm. Things were still open that weekend. By the following weekend, everything was closed. Because things were still open.
So that'd be the 21st.
Yeah, starting that weekend. Oh, yeah, so we're approaching the third. Yeah,
it's about to be the third week.
Sheesh. Damn.
Yeah.
It's just days of our lives. Damn.
It's, yes. Yeah.
God guide me. These don't count. I got to add it all on the back end.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a fact. Yeah, March, damn, April. Yeah,
but fake 30.
Oh, 30. Oh, nah, I'm not even counting that.
You
owe me these fucking 3-4 months that I'm about to give up on my life.
Yeah, I might not be 30 till what, Easter 21, maybe Memorial Day weekend 21.
Yo. There's potential for us to have to be in the crib. This is going into the third one.
Yeah.
Let's just say we go all the way through. Oh, my God. So the 4th is the 3rd, 11th, 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th, 11th. That's only if we go all the way through May. It's 11 weekends straight.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Nah, we're recording.
Yeah.
We're recording.
Yep, I almost forgot to.
Yeah, I hit you offline. I mean, if those projections hold steady, it's going to slowly. This is probably going to be something. If those projections hold.
There's gonna be a lot of true serum spilled on this.
Ooh.
I've been following. So, yeah. John Hopkins has like, you know, all these like CNN, MSNBC, all these people, they're getting their stats from John Hopkins University. So, mm-hmm. I've been going to their website and like following their charts. Bro, like, you would think I'm a like mathematician now. Like, I'd be reading the hell out of these charts. Like, yo, what day they said it's gonna change? I agree. Okay, they got like a logarithmic version versus arithmetic charts, and I'm like, all right, what does this mean? What does this mean? Googling this, like, this has just become like my second job now.
Oh my gosh.
So wait, week three of 14. What?
Oh my god.
I told you, feel like a prison bid.
Nah, these are one of those laugh to hide the tears kind of things.
Yep.
Yeah, 1, 2, 3, 4.
you don't trust my calendar?
No, I do. I'm counting till the end of April, which is a certainty no matter what.
Oh yeah,
so that's at least 6. Yeah. 6 weekends at the minimum.
Yeah.
Wow.
Bro, I'm just okay. Like, all I can do is pray for Memorial Day. I mean, I hope. That's all I can do.
Oh, that's gonna hurt. That's gonna hurt.
Because that's long weekend. I might cry. Come on.
I might cry. Oh no, City gonna revolt. They better close the parks up here.
Oh, facts.
They gonna have to close the parks or something.
A lot of vino spilt.
I can't speak for. You know,
picnic blankets out.
In clusters.
Yeah.
It's gonna look like that beach in Florida. Clear the beach or whatnot. That's gonna be tough, cause it's supposed to be like 60s up here.
Beloved, you already know my look. I keep forgetting, but you already know. That's why I got it. That's why I said, look, this is a deal. Worst case scenario, I'll just stay in the room.
Yeah, this just gets more and more on my scale of things, obviously.
Yeah, nah, you good.
It just gets more, the warmer and warmer it gets.
That's the issue, is because today wasn't that warm, but like starting tomorrow, consistently, it's going to be 71 and up.
Yeah.
That's when it gets like a little like, all right, I can't do nothing.
Yeah, that's tough.
Because right now, New York's still a little bleak. It's still, you know. What do y'all like?
Nah, it's been cloudy. It's been London-ish. Gray.
Yeah, you
gray
see the cloud, the rain. So you're like,
the coming
like,
days.
Yeah, you're like, I don't want to be outside anyway. But when it gets warm, when that sun is out.
Yeah, it's warming up too.
Yeah.
We're looking at mid-50s in the next week. Mid-60s. Oh, I'll sit by the window. Open it up. Sit by the window.
Yo, and the people, people who listen to this podcast, right, who've like, I guess either never been to New York or like never lived in New York, it's just a different energy when it's warm.
Yeah.
It's hard to stay in the crib when it's warm. And I guess it's like that everywhere, but more in New York because it's just so goddamn cold in the winter. And you really got like 3 months of like nice, like really nice weather, and like everyone just be out and about. The city just be popping. It's just like, and that's the city to me. I'm talking about Brooklyn, but everything just be popping.
Yeah, but
it's just different energy. You know, just being. I'm telling you, if they don't figure this shit out by, yeah, I think I'm not gonna say Memorial Day weekend, but I'm telling you, people gonna be wildin'. People already going crazy. Yeah. So, you saw I don't want to get the ship wrong. The naval ship, the hospital ship that pulled up to New York.
Yeah.
Had everyone on the gate taking pictures. Like, what's wrong with y'all?
Yeah. Like, the news was in the background while I was working. I wasn't watching it. But I had to look up when they said, like a group of New Yorkers welcomed the ship. I'm like, aren't we supposed to be separated?
Yep. And that's just for a ship. Imagine when the sun come out.
That's funny.
That's a fact. Just telling you, calling it how it is. I know my New Yorkers. That's how it get.
That's crazy.
We'll hope for the best.
Yeah.
ESPN out here, they getting thirsty for content, though.
What happened?
We got the 2K tournament on Friday. Was this Friday? So yeah, when the episode drops tomorrow, it'll be Friday. I mean, the Friday after the day the episode drops. I'm losing my mind. But anyway, so you got 16 NBA players playing a NBA 2K20 tournament, which ESPN will be airing live Friday night, 7 o'clock. Who would have thought?
Lead it. I don't really have much on it.
Me neither. It just goes to show, like, this is what... They just need that content. They've been showing back...
Go ahead.
But no, they've been showing backlogs of WrestleMania.
Yeah. classic NBA games. They got the finals on right now, the 2016 finals. But now that is crazy to your point that they're showing esports basically on ESPN, primetime. Players playing video games. It's going to be a crazy time to look back on.
Yeah. Thinking about 2020. Yo, so like the crazy thing is, and I'm just, maybe I'm saying this because it's April 1st. And maybe I will learn something from this. But most people are going to reassess their lives. Like, the intelligent people are going to reassess their lives and, you know, reprioritize some things and focus on the importance of family and things of that
nature. Those wheels are already turning.
But people like me, the idiots of the world, I'm just going to try to make up for the lost time I left in these, I didn't get in these streets.
I'm going to do a bit of both.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't help it. Nah. It's nothing but time.
That first, yeah. But that first weekend, though. Let me stop reminiscing. But that first weekend, though. Child.
Yeah, these streets out here gonna be.
You already know, cause everyone.
Now I'm rounding up my band of misfits.
Now Rain came out there with the baby. Just everyone. Everyone.
I look like an army charging a war.
I'm on the front lines. I'm on the front lines. Oh my god. The prison cell's gonna be packed that weekend, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. And again, the cops might let a lot of people ride.
I mean, that's a lot of things you're just gonna, I guess they're gonna revert back to their old, the way things were, rule-wise, because, again, right now, I could just pick up some beer in a water bottle if I have it. They'll just fill it up and I can take home. Like, is that, it's like, it's a little laxer, given current conditions, so it's gonna, people aren't just gonna forget that, you know, it's gonna take a little while to adjust.
Oh, facts. All that, those growlers and all that?
Yeah, I mean, there's some habits.
At least another month after.
Yeah.
For people to snap back into reality if they can't do that.
Gosh.
I'm gonna have the city looking like Bourbon Street for a little. Oh, my God.
Yeah, when that day comes. Whew.
But we're getting some good stuff from ESPN, though. They're moving up this Jordan documentary, which would be good. Because wasn't supposed to debut sometime.
I'm going to devour that.
June. Supposed to come out in June, right?
Yeah.
April 17th? I don't want to misquote.
19th. April 19th.
I didn't want to mislead the people. Either way.
10-part. Oh, I'm going to devour that.
Are they releasing it all at one time?
Nah, I don't think so, because it keeps saying begins. So I don't think so. Yeah, I'm trying to get my binge on.
Yeah.
Let me look up detail, but they keep saying it begins.
That sucks.
I mean, I'll take what I can get now.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie, I will too.
That should be good. That should be good.
I hope that they don't ruin the integrity and the quality of the doc. By rushing it.
No, I think it's been done.
Or was it already done? Oh.
I think it's been done, and they're just moving it up in light of their content drop.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Damn, that's a struggle. They made ESPN move something up 2 months?
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, actually, they wouldn't even, I doubt they release all 10 parts. They got to fill that content, now that I think about it.
They might release one episode a week. They going to drag that out.
Oh, man. That should be good, though, thankfully.
Cause that's all we got to look forward to.
Yeah, beat me to it.
I just got an alert that the Knicks are eyeing Elton Brand as their GM.
Isn't he in Philly?
Yeah.
So they're waiting for him to get fired so we could take him?
That's what we do.
I'm about to give up on him, man. I don't have the energy nowadays.
Yeah. I need as like much positive energy as possible. And that's positive vibes. And they just are really... I never realized this because I always had, like, my life and, like, outside and you know, friends and stuff, which seems we don't really have much of right now. Interactions. But now I'm, like, looking at the Knicks. I'm like, yeah, you really are a drain on my life.
Yeah.
Just take all the... So much negativity that comes along with them.
Yeah, they don't deserve.
Yeah.
They don't deserve.
I don't know if I'm going to leave this quarantine Knicks fan.
I mean, right now is a pivotal time. Yeah. It's very crucial. We got to assess.
Going to be a lot of life changes.
Everything getting assessed. Everything.
Everything on the table.
Everything. Everything, everyone. You got to look.
You gotta see what you actually, what value are you actually adding?
All we got is time to think. I'd be a fool not to.
Too much goddamn time.
Like I can never complain how tired I am.
Nope.
Never again. A lot of things. Never again.
Was that all?
Go ahead. No, I just wanted to go back to the Jordan thing.
Yeah.
It's from April 19th to May 17th, and they're releasing two episodes every Sunday.
Okay. I can deal with that. That's good.
Yeah.
That's right before May 17th. See, ESPN knows something we don't know.
I hope.
Because they that's right before Memorial Day. They're looking forward to any size, any little telltale sign. I'm about to become a conspiracy theorist. Yeah, so they knew.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and apparently it's going to be available on Netflix the following Mondays. Oh, that's cool.
I got nothing but time watching those live.
No, I'm just saying, you know, for the sake of convenience, just in case for some reason. Oh,
gotcha.
You don't gotta just depend on.
Yeah. That would be nice.
Yeah.
But I'm catching those. Because I ain't got nothing else to do. Jesus. Whew. And then you got the NBA's and the NBA and the players are supposedly in active discussions about a 25% salary cut if the regular season is canceled, which is looking like that's what's going to happen at this point.
I mean, people still sound optimistic.
Not Mark Cuban.
Yeah?
He was the main one that was like leading the charge and had me, you know, feeling good about the season. Then today they asked him and he was like, I just don't know. Like, and that, just like that. Like, we just don't know. Like, he didn't sound optimistic.
What? Oh. Well, on First Take?
Is that on First Take?
Where did you see his comments? I saw him on First Take today.
What did he say?
I don't know. He didn't really seem like he strayed too far from what he's been saying. He never said he knew. He was optimistic.
He said, we shooting for May.
Well, that was a fool's errand.
Yeah, then they realized how many people are going to die in April.
Oh, come on, man.
No, I said that came off incorrect, but that's not how I meant it. I'm just saying, like, the projections are saying
yeah,
they have almost 200,000 deaths in this month.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no way how you're going to be able to get back on the court 2 weeks after that.
No, you're right. Damn.
I'm really hoping that these models are wrong, man. Because this is that number just sounds so staggering.
I don't think Fauci seems to be pretty on point. I don't think that's because he said that's best case, not worst case. So for him to be wrong about the best case, that'd be surprising to me.
I know, but if they're saying that we're gonna hit our apex, in 2 to 3 weeks, which is sometime this month.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, like, we would literally have to have like 5,000 to 10,000 people dying a day.
Hmm.
Which I'm not saying it's like that it's not possible. I'm just saying like that would be some scary shit. It's already scary now with 800 some people dying, but you start hitting like, you know, I'm sure tomorrow's probably gonna be the first day we get over 1,000 deaths.
Yeah.
When you get to like the 5 to 10 range, that shit is just like, yo, that sound like people just falling out in the streets. They already got, like in New York and like Chicago, they're already turning like these big convention centers to like mm-hmm. hospitals, makeshift hospitals. Yeah. And then they're like creating these makeshift morgues behind them. So just all these dead bodies piling up. Like, yo, what the,
Oh. Wow. Oof.
Yeah, God bless, you know, EMS, nurses, doctors, everyone in the healthcare, honestly, pharmacists, because, like, ooh, they're getting tagged right now.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to the nurses, though, because I read an article in the New York Daily News the other day how some nurses are, like, flying, like, are going up to New York from other states and making
mm-hmm.
about $100 an hour. That's how bad they need nurses.
Wow.
Like, people are quitting their
full-time jobs. I saw a pic on Twitter. No, go ahead.
Nah, I said people are quitting their full-time jobs in other states just to go work in New York for like 12, 13 weeks just because like that's the most money that they're potentially ever going to make.
Mm. I saw a photo of just a plane full of volunteers, like I think retired health professionals, mm-hmm. that were all flying up to help in New York. That's very commendable.
Yeah.
Mm.
If I was a doctor, I'd be like, fuck, I'd be scared right now.
Of course.
And yeah, that's very, can... like, lonely because most of these doctors are like, you know, you spend them, what, a 14-hour shift in a hospital surrounded by death. And then you go home, you, from what I see, most, like, the media covers, most of these doctors are, like, self-quarantining inside their own home. So they're not seeing their wives, their kids, etc. And then you just go back mm-hmm. to the doctor again, doing the same thing over and over again. Like, just 14-hour shifts, go home, bias, isolate, then go back to work and do it again.
Hmm. Damn.
Yeah, there's going to be some wild times to look back on.
Yeah.
Wild times to look back on. And, like, I mean, and then even, like, you touched on this earlier, like, slightly, but, like, to have, like, millions of people filing for unemployment.
Mm-hmm.
And I was talking with one of my bosses today, and he was saying how, like, we haven't even really, like, seen the true effects of it, meaning financially on the economy, because, like, today's the first. And most most mortgage companies, most rental places, most, you know, everyone, even though, like, they give me some leeway, but, like, most people have until, like, you know, the 5th, the 6th, or the 7th to pay bills.
Mm-hmm.
So you said, like, you know, granted that most utility companies, most rental places are given, you know, breaks. Some people aren't. Like, I know for a fact down in Charlotte, there's no rent freeze or, like, you know, you can still be evicted if you don't pay your rent.
Mm.
So yeah, we'll start seeing like the true effects of it within like the next week or so, when people, you know, can't pay their rent, can't pay their bills. Yeah.
Oh, anything else on the docket and more positive or
not really positive, but I mean, yesterday was the 1-year anniversary of Nipsey Hussle's death.
Wow.
Yeah, not really positive, but worth mentioning and worth noting and worth discussing.
God, I can't believe that's already been a year.
Time's been flying.
Yeah, it really has. These are just some surreal times. I couldn't believe it. It feels... I'm not going to say it feels like yesterday, but it didn't feel like a year.
Nah, it feels like...
Because I still remember texting. When you texted me that, I still remember where I was in my old apartment.
Mm-hmm.
So I still remember the whole scene and continuously refreshing Twitter. And that doesn't feel that long ago at all.
It does not. I remember exactly where I was. I was in my old apartment in Brooklyn. Yeah. This time is just flying.
Oh, rest in peace, Ned.
Yeah, seriously, rest in peace. I listen to his music on the daily still.
Yeah.
So, like, at least we got, you know, a nice chunk of music to remember him by.
Mm-hmm. Boy Wonder and Hit Boy, mm-hmm. the two producers,
mm-hmm.
they had, like, a beat battle, I believe, over the weekend, and they played unreleased music. One of it was, I think, an unreleased Nipsey Hussle song with Big Sean. Mm. It sounded pretty fire, so hopefully.
Hopefully we get that release.
Oh, yeah. I think in because Big Sean's coming out with Detroit 2.
Oh.
And I believe Nipsey's one of the guests. So hopefully that's that song. And cause that would be pretty dope. Because it sounded pretty fire on the live stream.
Well, I hope Detroit 2 lives up to Detroit 1, because was this an album or a mixtape?
Detroit 2?
Yeah.
It's supposed to be his album.
He don't do too well with albums.
Well, Detroit was pretty much an album, but go ahead, sorry.
No, he just doesn't do too well with album, like albums. The Detroit was an actual mixtape.
That's his best project. I don't.
Oh, obviously, it was like 2011.
Yeah, no, maybe 2012.
Yeah, 2012.
I mean, there's some Dark Sky Paradise truthers, but you know, I don't need them in my circumference. I don't.
Nah, actually, you know what? Dark Sky Paradise wasn't that bad.
But no. I'm not saying it was bad. I'm not saying I decided it was bad.
That was his best project.
Best project, yeah.
No.
They got to get away from me.
Hands down.
My friend texts me. I'm like, I hope this is not Big Sean doesn't join a line of rappers that just slap two in front of their best project and just disrespect the original. Yeah, we've seen this story before.
Detroit was definitely his best project.
And that came out of nowhere. I mean, because I wasn't really checking for him. So that Detroit is from top to bottom. Whew. Hopefully.
I think Dark Sky Paradise people probably are so hyped about it because it came after Hall of Fame. And Hall of Fame was trash.
Yeah, I'm looking at Hall of Fame track list. Yeah, that was a tough hang. Oof. That was a tough hang, yeah.
Bro.
It's not much to snatch from this. Oh my gosh, yeah.
Trash. Let me look at this track list. I think it was a song here with Nicki Minaj.
Oh no. Oh no. Yeah. You play that song to torture people. That's so. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, that MILF is trash, MILF song.
Oh. Yeah, and for I think Dark Sky Paradise is good. I'm just saying, as far as his best project, I don't want to hear it. It's Detroit. I like Dark Sky Paradise. I liked I Decided. I didn't really like 2088. But
let's start for another day.
So I actually hope we get that soon. It's like some kind of music. Because that's another thing during, you know, these crazy times. I can imagine artists being a bit more apprehensive to release music since you can't really promote, tour it, or really do anything with it. So.
Yeah, it'd be hard.
I hope that doesn't scare off more established artists, though.
Nah, we need at some least of these. Dropping something, yeah.
Yeah. Everybody home. I mean, now's the.
Yeah, get in the booth.
Like, kudos to The Weeknd for going through. I need more big name artists. I mean, I need some music.
Yeah.
We'll see.
And I don't want to, go back on Big Sean, but that thing, he really hit a miss. Now I'm looking at his track, his catalog.
50-50 rapper?
You don't know what the hell you're going to get from him. Like, his shit don't even be mediocre. It literally be like, ah, this, like, ah, this is cool. I can fuck with this. Or it'd be trash.
I think you're right. Because after I decided, that thing, whatever he did with Metro Boomin, they should have just kept that.
Double or that nothing. Just, yeah.
Yeah, that should have been for personal use only, man.
But then didn't he just put out a track with, jeez, it was so track. It was so whack.
Recently?
With ASAP Ferg.
Yeah.
Son.
Oh, yeah. Again, to your point, because he released Overtime as well, but then also that ASAP Ferg track. Oh, God. Berserk.
It ain't looking positive.
Berserk is awful.
Bro,
Berserk is so bad.
I saw them performing Berserk for the first time, and I was like, yo, this is all right. And like, they were trying to amp it, and I was like, nah, I'm not feeling it.
No. No. It's disrespect, man.
So we'll just say the outlook isn't looking, it's not looking good for Detroit too. We'll be optimistic, but
I'm excited for Detroit too. He coming off a dud, so
yeah.
If he holds true, this should be good.
His friends in the industry must like have to listen to this shit. Like, what were you thinking? Like, it's just real. This shit be trash. Like, it don't even forget it.
Nah, but I'm gonna send you the link to the Nipsey part, cause that sounded pretty fire. And Boy Wonder played a Roddy Ricch and Drake song. God, they just sitting on heat. Meanwhile, we all just sitting on our hands. They can't give us none of this.
I understand why. They get a lot of their money from touring.
That's true. That's true, but.
Damn. This is random, but shout out to all the teachers, too. I'm seeing a lot of teachers on my timeline.
What they saying?
How much they miss their students?
That's a lie.
Yo, how fast the tables have turned. These the same folks that used to be complaining about watching people's kids all week.
Crazy. Yeah, it's one of those things. The moment they step back in those classrooms, yeah.
they'll be like, "Well, what?"
Praying to leave, yeah. The moment. Yeah. I think ESPN's showing Game 5 right now.
Oh, I'm on it.
Of the 2016
final. I'm on it. You know, I just watched that last weekend.
Oh yeah, I forgot. You've been ahead of your time. I forgot.
Bro. One time I watched every single game, like game 1 through 7. Like when they were going down 3-1, you think I didn't know the outcome. And he's stressing, sweating and shit.
Yeah, my bad. I didn't mean to test you. My bad.
Started calling out all the plays that Bron was slacking on. Just too much attention to detail. I had too much time.
Yeah, I'm searching for shows now. I just started Dave on FX from the rapper Lil Dicky.
Is it on pretty funny. Hulu?
It's on Hulu. Mm. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. I'm going to need something. I got to check what Netflix dropping this Friday.
Yeah.
Go from there.
I'm going to go back. Look at all the movies, like best movies of 2018, 2019. You know, sometimes like movies come out, you're like, oh, I want to watch that. And then like time just passes on, you completely forget about it that you never even got a chance to watch it.
Yeah.
Like, for example, other night, or was it last week, I watched Black and Blue, which is that movie with Tyrese. And some woman, and she's like a cop or whatever like that. She witnesses a murder. And I saw like the previews of it like over a year ago. And I was like going through my list, and I saw it, and I was like, oh, all right. And sat there and watched it. Nice little, something nice to pass 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
It was a good movie, though.
Okay.
But I just need some stuff like that. I think I'm going to start there. And then try to wrap myself up into the TV shows. Because once I, like, TV shows, I can't finish all my TV shows. Once I finish all the TV shows, then I think that's when the depression will truly set in.
No, I hear you. I've been rewatching some movies, but I'm trending towards just rewatching series now. I'm getting closer and closer to just rewatching series. All those shows, like, damn, that show was fire. One day I rewatch it. I imagine those days would be, God willing, when I'm old and nothing to do.
Yeah, I'm not even gonna lie. I was scrolling through HBO last night. And I was like, yo, I'm going to rewatch The Wire. I'm going to rewatch Sopranos. Like, just like.
Oh, yeah. Top can The Wire and Breaking Bad are top candidates for me to run through.
You run through.
Yeah.
But also, the good thing about when you rewatch classic shows like that, like, you sometimes you catch things that you missed the first time around.
Oh, that's a fact. Like, you remember the crucial beats, but.
Yeah.
There'll be those things in a scene, those little small details.
Yep, that you didn't even catch the first time. Like, oh.
Yeah.
And also, shows like The Wire is interesting, because when was that, like, 2000?
I want to say.
That's old.
It was early to mid-2000.
Yeah.
Early to mid.
So just even though the way people were living their lives back then is different.
Yeah, from 2002 to 2008.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The cell phone Classic. Life was different. Yeah, it's a different lifestyle. I'm glad I can drink again now, though. Because Sunday, I forgot what show. Yo, Tasia was watching Sex in the City. And I promise you, everyone on the couch is like listening to it and like not really watching it. Just depression. Just I felt it overcome me. I saw Sarah Jessica Parker just roaming the streets freely.
Envy?
I think it might have been a scene. It was the rain, and she had like it was raining. She had done like a little spin or some shit like that, just like saying like New York City's so great. Tearjerker almost caught me.
Oh man! My
God. Yeah, that's what it is. Now I'm envious of TV shows and movies. And
your sentence is over. Oh, I guess that's where we wrap up. Now that your time is done.
Yeah, all right.
What have you These 30 days, how you feel? Completed.
I don't know. Stressed? Nah. I mean, it's different. Because, I mean, like, I think we've done it under unique circumstances.
Yeah.
So people don't know what we're talking about. Like, so we decided that we weren't going to drink for 30 days. My bid is up today. Kev's up tomorrow.
Go ahead.
If we weren't in this situation where we can't leave the house and all that stuff, like, it wouldn't have affected, it really didn't affect me as much as I thought it would.
Yeah.
But, like, this last week, I'm not even gonna lie to you, like, itching.
Yeah, to piggyback that, yeah, for the listeners, we started this early March, so you the 1st, me the 2nd of March, and between then and now, it's like two different worlds.
Yeah.
So, to your point, if everything just continued as normal, I probably wouldn't be, I have enough distractions being able to leave the house, still hang with friends, go out, eat. I have enough distractions that this wouldn't seem as crucial as it does now. In fact, I just need something else on my list to do. I need something. But to the actual point of doing it, everything I wanted to, it did. Like, don't feel sluggish. The most energetic I felt in a while continuously. Been more productive. Saved money. Mm. Lost some weight. Like, everything I wanted, I got out of it. And in more normal times, like, I might stretch it out for, like, another, I don't know, like, another week or so. But no, that's completely off the table now. And I'm probably go ahead.
I promise you, 2 weeks ago, I was talking to Tasia. And I was like, yo, like, honestly, because she was like, oh, like, what are you going to do when it's done? And I was like, honestly, I might stretch it out.
Yeah.
Like, I really was, like, in that mindset, like, yo, I think I can do this for 2 more weeks. Like, honestly, like, I wasn't impressed. Like, as you said, I was feeling more energetic. Like, I'm still actively, like, I was, you know, active in the gym, but I'm still actively working out. Like, I was seeing a change in my body. I'm working out, losing some weight. I was like, oh, I'm feeling good. I was like, yeah, I mean, I might press this out, because for the most part, there's really no need to drink except for, like, on the weekends, you know, if you want to go out.
Yeah.
But during the weekday, I don't really, like, I'm not pressed to. So that's already 5 days out of the week that I'm not drinking. Just, then it's just 2 days where I'm like actively choosing not to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm actively choosing to abstain from something. So I wanted that press. I was like, yeah, I could drag this out another 2 weeks maybe. And then that got turned on its head quickly.
Yeah. Life had other plans.
Yeah. Woo. If only I would have known.
Yeah, man. Mm. Yep, well done. Congratulations.
Yeah. I'm going to get... what do they give people in AA? Like a little red chip or something?
I believe so.
Yeah, I'm going to go get myself a red chip.
Yeah, who knows when another one of these are going to get done. So.
Oh, nah. This might not be till 2022,
2023. Give or take,
Give or take. I just did a bit. Rel coming home. Like, yo. I don't want to talk about it no more because it's just going to depress me. But, I mean, everything that, as you said, that I wanted to accomplish out of it, I feel like I accomplished. So that was the ultimate goal. Honestly.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I'm about to... But the thing is, now that I want to be more conscious now, because now I am, like, you know, I feel like I've learned that, to be more conscious of what I, like, of how much I drink, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I'm going to have a drink right now on a Wednesday. But I'm going to try to still, even though we're on quarantine, not drink during the week. That would be ideal. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Voice cracking and shit. I don't know.
Oh no.
Nah, but that ass, like, I don't know. Like, we have to discuss this again in 2 or 3 weeks, mid-April or late April, to see how I'm holding up. But I mean, ideally, I would like to stick to that routine, my normal life routine. But I could just see a little bit of vino or some bubbly getting thrown in there in the middle of the week sometimes, just to help me.
Yeah. Yeah, man, like the rest of the nation.
These unprecedented times.
Yeah, these, yes, without question. This weekend's a wash. Now I'm jumping back in the game.
Yeah.
I got a lot of things on deck.
Yeah.
I'm a mix and match. After that, though, to your point, in the week, not really needed, so I'm going to try to adhere to that.
Yeah.
Like, in the week, it's just not really much needed at all, especially that I'm just confined to the house. So.
Yeah.
But again, we'll see when we check in.
Yeah.
That's the goal.
Let's check in. What's today? April 1st, we're recording. So, let's check in April 22nd.
Okay. But
that episode we record that week, we'll check in. See if we stick into our guns.
Alright. Yeah. Hear chairs over the mic.
Couple of what?
Back to drinking when we record.
Yeah. Oh my God. Those, the good old days.
The good old.
Those are OG days. Yo, those are the OG days.
Whew.
We had money then. Show up with a whole bottle of Douce. Just to... Yo, we were wildin'. We literally have a whole bottle of Douce and then go out carrying all of the podcast equipment.
Oh my gosh. Oh yeah, and Willie B.
Backpacks galore, just all over the place. Camera stands.
For New York was a ghost town. If only we knew that. Oh.
Nah, jeez. If we knew this was coming.
Yeah, we would have went all the.
Yeah, one of us wouldn't have made it out. So.
Yeah. For the best.
It's for the best. It's the same thing about why. Thank God we study abroad together.
Oh, that's an absolute fact.
Same concept.
Yep. We can just leave it at there.
Yeah.
That's a fact, though.
And that's complete
agreement.
And that's what we will end.
Yeah. Yes. Thank God for the memories.
Facts. As always, people, Thank you for supporting. Make sure you guys share, subscribe, like, all this stuff. Coolingoutpod.com. Again, check out the website, coolingoutpod.com. Episodes are available everywhere. everywhere. Spotify, Google Play, Stitcher, Acast, Apple Podcasts, TuneIn, SoundCloud. Everywhere podcasts are available. We are there. Make sure you guys check out the YouTube page. IGTV. What up?
Yeah, we're just integrating more and more video. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're getting a better hang of that. So yep. As the weeks go, we'll have more and more video.
Way more video. So right now, yeah. I think the plan is to, you know, we wanted to integrate it. We did it on the last bonus episode this past weekend.
That full app is on YouTube, and then we have clips on IGTV.
Yep. And then ideally going forward, we'll try to just integrate that in as many episodes as possible. So we have more and more video content for you guys and just be way more consistent with that. Because we know the importance of the video, you know? So we're going to try to up that ante. Well, we're not going to try to. We are going to, you know, boost that back up in that area now that we, you know, got the technology to figure all that stuff out. But yeah, man, as always, people,
yeah,
this is Cooling Out.
Stay cool.
You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We cooling out. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We cooling out.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.